Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome back. Another episode of Kicking Back with the Cooks. And we just got renewed for another year. So thank you to our sponsors, Woodhouse, and all of our loyal listeners, followers, anyone who watches. We appreciate the support. So cheers. You get to do this for another year with me. You're excited?
Oh, wow. I'm very excited. Again, thanks to Woodhouse. They do a great job. And I have proof because I bought cars from them and they're amazing. So thanks to the Woodhouse team for being a part of Nebraska volleyball.
Who did you get in a fight with?
I didn't get in a fight with anybody, Lauren. And I apologize because Lindsay didn't bring her makeup today, so.
Yeah, it looks worse.
It looks worse than yesterday, but we'll be doing a TikTok on what happened. So you have to wait. Harper and Merritt are in charge. They run my TikTok account. But Lauren, most importantly, I learned you can make money on TikTok.
You can make a ton of money.
Yeah.
You need to take advantage of this.
We're working on it. Yeah, I got to get up to a minute TikTok, I guess, to make money. So, unreal. Some of these things are so stupid. But
okay, so
people love
yesterday. Well, so yesterday you played Louisville. We're recording on Monday, day after. We're in the middle of the broadcast, and I am getting blown up. Text messages on social media, like, is your dad okay? What's going on with his eye? Did he get in a fight? Like, what happened? People were so concerned. And I'm like, he's fine. He literally just, well, you'll explain it in the TikTok, I guess. So yeah. I'll save it for that. But I had to reassure everyone while I'm trying to talk on the air that you were fine.
Yeah.
People were concerned, though.
Hanging in there. You know, it ain't easy coaching and being a cowboy.
And getting old.
That's true, too. I don't think of it that way.
I put out a question box on, I guess it's called X now. I still call it Twitter. But I put out a question box asking people, I just said, we're recording Kicking Back with the Cooks tomorrow. What do you want to know? Nothing's off the table. And one friendly fan said, can you guys stop talking about TikTok and horses and just focus on volleyball?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, I was like, that's boring. Yeah. No one wants to talk about that. Yeah. But literally every other question is about TikTok, about horses, about roping. And they even, I don't know, you probably didn't, well, have you watched video of your match yesterday?
I watched a little bit. I watched the first game.
So. Did you see the production that they put together of just your horses and
when you asked me if I watched it, I watched it on my computer, which is our camera, which is the end zone. I watched it on the plane home last night.
And you need to watch the I don't even know what channel was on yesterday because we only care about radio, but was it on ABC? Maybe Fox?
Yeah. How would I get that off YouTube? YouTube when they post it?
Yeah. Probably YouTube.
I'll look for it tonight. No. Who's going to edit this?
All right.
If Nick Burkhardt isn't here, who's going to edit it?
I don't know, but I hope now that they don't edit all the good stuff.
No, no censors, no censorship. Let's go from the heart.
We'll do that podcast once you retire from coaching.
I would love to do a tell-all.
Kicking Back with the Cooks.
Yeah.
We could probably make some money off of that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right. I want to catch, it's been a while since we recorded partly because your schedule in August was, you started preseason, you had two-a-days, and then you were playing three times a week and traveling, and I don't know how you guys did it, which I'm assuming you're not going to do that schedule next year.
No, we are not. We got to adjust. It's really rough. And that was not good scheduling on our part. I mean, it's good scheduling, but it's tough, and it just makes it really hard to stay in a routine, and it makes it really hard to get training in. But we were on TV, and, you know, that seems to be one of the number one things is, you know, who's going to televise it, when are they going to televise it, and there's not much going on Tuesday nights, especially when football hasn't started. So Tuesday nights worked out great. And, of course, we're trying to play Creighton. And, you know, they went to a tournament at Kansas and did awesome. So we're trying to figure out when's the best time to play them midweek and not interfere with the weekends. So there's a lot that goes into it, but we're going to really rethink next year our schedule and how to do it. And, you know, the other thing we have to think about, Lauren, is what changes are going to happen in the conference potentially in the next year or two. Our conference is going to be really, really challenging. So how hard do you want to go in your non-conference? And so there's lots to go into this now, and but we're learning as we go.
So you went playing, you know, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, or Tuesday, Friday, Sunday, because you were trying to avoid playing two matches in the same day, because the previous year we would play, you know, Friday morning, Friday evening, and then turn around and play Saturday or Sunday. So are you going to go back to that schedule, or you're just going to keep it at two matches per week in preseason?
Probably just try to keep it at two matches per week. The other challenge we have is a lot of teams want to play, if they're going to travel, they want to play three matches. So like Long Beach State wanted to play, they wanted to play two matches, but Arizona State and Wichita wanted to play three matches. So we get Long Beach to come in so they can get the three matches. We didn't want to play three matches because we already played on Tuesday night. We played on Tuesday night before that, and I think then we opened on Tuesday night. So that's the other thing that happens. So you have these teams come in, and we play two matches, but the other teams played three matches. So us in Long Beach only played two. So it's just everybody wants to do something a little different, but I get the part, hey, if I'm going to go travel, set up camp in a hotel and in a gym, you know, try to get three matches in, which is what we're used to. But the difference was last year we would play, or 2 years ago, we'd play two matches in one day. And that's what we're trying to avoid in this whole thing. And you know, our goal is to every time we play, we're mentally, physically rested, ready to go out and play our best match.
So we're talking about preseason right now. What did you hope to get out of it? Did you get out of it everything that you expected or that you wanted to? And then did you end up winning more matches than you expected? And you guys are playing, you didn't start off at a high level, but now you're playing at a really high level. How do you sustain that through, you know, Big Ten play and then into postseason play?
Yeah, I don't know, one day at a time and one point at a time and do, you know, get back to training, and we'd have themes each week. You know, how are we going to get better? And it's really hard. That's the challenge of going through a Big Ten season, is how can you play great every week and continue to improve? And so that, yeah, there's no simple answer for that one. It's what keeps me up at night and thinking all day, you know, how are we going to get better tomorrow?
So what's one thing you took away or learned from preseason?
When we're dialed in, we can play at a really high level. How do we get there more often? I think our players we kind of got into a lineup, and I think that's helped out a little bit, so we have some consistency. But I think we know what we need to do, but I think at times we've done all the skills really well, and we've played really well as a team. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is I feel like we can go with a couple different lineups, we can mix up some lineups and still play at a really high level. And we've got some players that are itching to play, and we've got to continue to find opportunities and let them compete to be on the court.
That's a big point of emphasis on social media, is, you know, why Taylor Lanfair isn't seeing more playing time, why she hasn't been given more opportunities. So will we see more of her in the Big Ten?
Well, I think both her and Layla, I mean, we've shown we play at a really high level when they're in there. And so they've just got to wait for their opportunity to get in. And when you just beat three top 15 teams 3-0, there's not a lot of opportunity. But as we go into the Big Ten, there's going to be opportunity. And I just want to make sure we keep those guys ready to roll. And, I mean, everybody in our team has played. We're trying to make sure we can maybe protect Skylar for a redshirt year. And so everybody else is playing. So it's but we need them all. And that was the thing I told them after the Louisville match yesterday, that, you know, the thing, great, we had a nice win, huge crowd. We handled all that really well. But to me, what was most rewarding was watching them play with each other, for each other, and they did a great job of that. Didn't matter who was out there, they're really supporting each other, and you've been on teams, Lauren, you know, you just feel it. It's just a feeling you have that they're really, really playing for each other. And that was what was most rewarding for me yesterday.
I just, whenever you say with each other, for each other, I think of when I got married, you gave a speech, and at the end of the speech, you just, you ended it by saying with each other, for each other.
I did?
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, no.
Oh,
I just remember
video.
You guys
we'll
trying to get me to
it.
Dance. That was I still have PTSD from that.
People loved it. It's your soft side showing through, shining through.
Yeah.
Skylar Pierce, you mentioned her. Is she redshirting? Is that for sure?
Well, you don't really redshirt somebody. But at the end of the year, if they haven't played at all, then you submit it for a redshirt year. And so we're trying to protect that, because if you just play one play, your redshirt's over. So it's not like football where you can go and play in four football games and still redshirt. Volleyball, it's one play. I mean, just token point. You know, hey, get in there and finish this game off. That's the whole year. And so she is, you know, one of the things that we talked to him about, you really don't redshirt players that you don't think can be really good, because you're going to have them for an extra year. So for Skylar, we think she has a chance to be really good. But she needs time to develop and mature. She's, you know, still a puppy, as we say, in the coaching world. But that's somebody that we think has a huge upside. She does some really good things. And so the idea will be, can we go through the season and not play her, and then she's got four more years, and it'd be fun to watch her, what she can do.
So in preseason, we're seeing this new side of you where you're getting up, you're celebrating, you're fist pumping. It looks like you're having the time of your life when you guys are winning and doing well. And you've talked about this new attitude, and we had Kelly on post game yesterday, and she was talking about it as well, how the coaching staff is just trying not to get on players as much, and they think, or you guys think, because you're not on them on every play, it's helping them play freer and with less pressure. So talk about that and what that looks like and how you guys try to implement that, you know, in practice and in matches.
Lauren, I'm always fired up. So I don't know. No, I don't know what the big deal is, or
you used to
changed.
Be Russ Rose, just sitting on the bench, occasionally slamming your clipboard down. Now you're like Jalen. You're up, you're fist pumping, you're jumping up
and
down, celebrating.
I thought I was always doing that. I asked the players, I said, or the captains, I said, you guys want me to get up there and patrol the sidelines like a lot of these head coaches do? And they go, no, sit down. So,
but they're okay with you celebrating.
I guess, but no, they're fun to watch, and they're doing great things. And we started off the year feeling pressure. And so the more we can do as a coaching staff to relieve pressure and let them just enjoy the game, take the game back, and own the game. And I mean, that's why they play. It's the game. It's competing. It's competing with each other. And the more we can support that and encourage that, I think it'll allow our team to play better.
Do you think, you know, doing things like starting a TikTok with some of the players and really relating to them on their level and, you know, having something in common like that, do you think that helps as well?
Well, you'd have to ask them, but they seem to be really enjoying it, and they're blown away by how many followers or people that look at them, or whatever you call it, likes, or what, I don't know what it is, views. They're like blown away, and so they keep wanting to do these. I'm like, we're not doing a TikTok every day, so let's just get over that right now, but I'll do a couple with you, and but they're having fun with it. But now that I know you can make money on it, I'm getting more fired up about it.
They're really creative, because some of them are really funny, especially the give me the money one.
Yeah. See, that to me, that was like, this makes no sense. Of course, when you're making it, you don't know how it's going to come out, because they change the music, the words, you know, what you say is not necessarily what's in the TikTok video. So I don't know how they do all that. They're like movie editors or something with this TikTok thing, because they just say, hey, coach, will you just do this right here? And I, okay, I can do that. And then that, and of course, it's not, it completely changes when it comes out on the TikTok.
So do you have to learn dances or things in advance? Do they like walk you through it step by step, teach you things, or do you,
oh, yeah.
you just do, they tell you what to do on the fly?
No, we just get there and we rehearse it and then we go. We've done everyone's been one take except for one of them. We had to do two takes.
Which one did you have to do two takes on?
It was the one, the show me, or give me the money, or show me the money, whatever it was. Because I didn't dance or whatever, cheer loud enough. So, or clap, you know. I was like, what are we doing? Because, again, you don't know what the whole picture, the whole thing is. You're just, they're just telling you like, oh, just cheer, clap. Well, okay, what am I cheering for? I don't know. So anyway, we had to do two takes on that.
Well, I mentioned to you that I put out a little question box on X asking fans what they want to know. So we're going to go through a couple of those. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
When Coach Cook is putting up the signals for when you have a player back behind the service line and you're putting up signals, fans have noticed that you're talking to the server. What are you saying, and do the players have any clue what you're saying?
I think the players have a clue what I'm saying. Sometimes I tell them, serve it in or I'm yanking your scholarship. But, no. I'm just trying to talk them through breathing, giving them a target we're going to hit, and then giving them something to, you know, reminding them of what they need to do to be a good server, just so I give them a cue. Like, you know, pop and drop, for example, something like that. So just to remind them of what they need to do, because what I notice is, and like this is at the beginning of the year, when players get nervous, they forget to look, they forget to do everything. And so I feel like I've got to help remind them, because they get so worked up and it's so intense and their energy's going and they just... And then, of course, typically they will miss. So it's just talking them through and give them a location to serve.
I asked Kelly this post-game yesterday, but we didn't really get a clear answer. Why so few sets to Becca? I think Andy had 11 swings in the match yesterday. Becca only had 3. And I think Becca got her first swing towards the end of the second set.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a good question. You know, part of our game plan was to run quick zone, red zone. So that's how we started, and then we kind of adjusted to more go zone because they kept going into 5-1. So, you know, that's a trust between Bergen and Becca. Becca's got to get up where Bergen can see her, and then Bergen's got to trust it. You know, that she can set her, and so we got to go back and build that. But it's just one of those matches, and we hit 300, so you can't fault anybody. Bergen did a great job. Anytime you hit 300 against a top 5 team, Bergen deserves extra meal money. So so anyway, we got to get that going, because Becca can be a force for us, and it really makes our team more balanced. But we were kind of running points. And we had a lot of long point runs, so we really didn't side out. I mean, Lauren, we didn't even get to it. We got the 95 sets total for 3 games. So a lot of times the middles don't get set in transition because you don't ball handle well enough. Because, I mean, you saw how hard DeBeer and the other outside hitters, those guys were hitting.
Looper.
Yeah, Looper. I mean, those are shots. So we're going to be a lot out of system, which means the middle's not involved. But Becca had a really good day blocking.
She always has a good day blocking. A couple fans noticed that Kennedy Orr, I love that people call her Kenna, left the Stanford match with a trainer and then was suited against Louisville but didn't come in. She normally comes in to serve as a serving sub. Is she okay? Is she injured? What's going on with her?
Yeah, she's okay. She just in the Stanford match, she jammed her shoulder going to the floor. So, but everything's fine. She's just a little sore. So the thing that hurts her the most is the serve. But she set great in practice. She didn't miss a rep except for serving. So we'll get her back hopefully this week.
Merritt, people want to know why you're not playing her in the back row this season. They know his passing is not, but they feel like we're missing Merritt's back row attacking and her leadership in three rotations.
And that is a big struggle for me, for us to figure out our best lineup. And it comes down to a couple things. One, Merritt's got to be able to kill balls out of the back row if she's going to be back there. And Merritt's been struggling for the first few weeks. You know, in the last, I'm starting to call her big match Merritt, but when we get these big teams, she's turning it on. So she's got to show that in practice that she can kill balls. So that's the first thing. Yes, on the leadership part is huge, and that's really, really hard not to have her out there. But also Olivia Mock is playing really well, and Lainey's playing really well. So we feel like those guys are making a bigger difference right now. But we're working on Merritt hitting out of the back row. Sometimes she'll stay in a rotation four or rotation six back there. We'll sub her in. And but we could go to that lineup very quickly, and we have to kill balls out of the back row. And right now, Harper was doing it at a really high level, and so we can flip those lineups to whoever's on fire out of the back row and go with that.
You want to know what JV and I call it when Merritt's firing off kill after kill?
What?
MBT, Merritt Beeson time.
Oh, I like that.
Are we peaking too early?
I hope not. I mean, it was literally like 2 weeks ago we got smoked by SMU. I mean, it was disaster. So I don't know if we're peaking too early. But you know but that's the challenge this time of year is how do you get better? How do you keep it going each week? And it's just that's the art of coaching, not the science of coaching. And that's where experience, wisdom, and talking with our team and how they're doing, and then my strength staff and Jolene, where are they at? What do they need? Do we need to push? Can we push? Do we back off? And so on. And that's what's been so hard about the non-conferences. We've been in no rhythm. It's just like play, you know, practice, play, day off, play, and travel. And it's just been really, really hard. Now we'll be somewhat more of a routine, even though we still jump around a little bit.
They're talking about me. Do you ever offer volleyball advice to Coach Cook? If so, does he listen?
Absolutely.
So do I ever offer you advice, and do you listen to my advice?
I absolutely listen. In fact, I ask you for it, right? I call you after matches.
Yeah,
I wait for you on the radio show to ask me some questions. And,
they really should air us off the air.
Yeah. Just say, hey, there's a lot going on off air while you guys are out there in your cars honking horns.
Yeah. What TikTok dance are you currently learning? Can you share that with us?
None at the moment. I'm sure there'll be a new one at dinner tonight. It's typically where all this happens is in our new training table, which is awesome. And that's typically where it happens.
I watched a video of the new training. Like, it was the whole Osborne complex, but it went inside the training table, and I was blown away.
Yeah,
mind blown, speechless.
It's unreal. And the people that work there and the food, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, yeah, I just hope all these athletes appreciate it because it is over the top, and they did a great job with it, and it's just a fun place to hang out too. And something that our new athletic director did, so all the coaches and staff get so many meals over there per month, but or I don't know if it's per month or per semester, but anyway, you have to eat there. So I think it's brilliant because what it does is it brings a community together and you're sharing meals with people. And so, I mean, I'm sitting with football guys, volleyball girls, and staff, and we have pregame meals over there sometimes. So it is a very, you can sit outside and over the, look over the practice football fields. So it's just, it's amazing. And they've got all these different stations and juice station, and they've got like Mediterranean bowl stations, and you can do your own cooking if you want. And they go, they even serve brunch now on Sundays, Lauren, which is, it's awesome.
Wow.
So, anyway, feel very, very fortunate to have something like that at Nebraska.
You know, that's how it used to be. I remember when I played, we didn't have this upgraded training table, but we still had a great training table, and Coach Osborne was the AD. He would come down and, I mean, he would have dinner with us, talk to us. He knew about, he would ask you about your family members. He would know them by name. And then you'd be in there and Bo Pelini would be eating. I mean, it that's how it used to be. And then I feel like you guys, Nebraska went away from that, but it sounds like it's, you guys are going back to that.
Well, I think COVID blew it up. COVID kind of blew everything up with that. So everybody became, you know, all the restaurants to go, DoorDash, you know, so people don't do that anymore. And I think that's what is so great about this, is it's bringing people back together in the athletic department. And you're connecting, and people want to go there now. You don't want to get it to go. You want to actually go sit over there, because the way it's laid out is, they did a great job. I mean, it's, you can have booths, you can have tables, you can go sit outside. You can have the bar top, you know, style seating. So it's just amazing.
Last question from the fans. With the busy game schedule this time of year, is there any time for riding horses?
There are. The good news is, where I have a place to go in Ashland, Nebraska, Peterson Ranch, the great thing is they have lights. So I've gotten out there, I think, 3 times so far, and we get to rope at night, and it's beautiful nights, the weather's been great, and we got lights. So the answer would be yes. I'm not riding my horses because they're all up there with you and Taylor, and but I've got some other horses that need work, and so it's great, and I love it, and it's just a great getaway. I'm sharing horse stories all the time with my players. I've sent a couple to you. Did you see the latest one I sent you about animals, taking care of animals, what God thinks about it? Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, you got to watch it, Lauren.
Okay.
So we're here. God wants us to take care of animals on the earth. And anyway, it's a pretty cool little video that somebody put together. I sent it to you, but I know you're busy.
Speaking of horses, you got to visit Churchill Downs back in August, before the Kentucky match. How cool is that?
It was awesome. And now I want to go there for the race. You got Danny working on stuff, but it was awesome. I got to go back with one of the owners in the stables. We got to watch him train horses, got to talk to jockeys. It was really cool.
You know, you have to dress up to go to that.
I know. I'm working on where I can be back with the owners and the horses and everything. So,
oh wow.
Yeah. I'll be back, you know. I'll be shoveling manure if they need me to.
What, the only horse trainer I know is what is it? Bob Baffert,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah. So the stable we actually went to is Dwayne Lucas, who's as famous as Bob Baffert. Yeah. Old-time horse trainer. It's unreal. The horses are beautiful, and just what's going on there, and fascinating, and so it was really, really cool.
All right, confession, lesson. Do you have anything?
I had a really good one, Lauren, but I can't remember it now. And
dang it.
Lesson. We haven't done this in a while, so now I sometimes I'll think of something. Lesson. Here's a lesson, I think my TikToks are enough of a confessional, like, okay, I'm getting way out of my comfort zone because those are weird to do. Lesson is, hey, go to the party, you got to be part of the party. So these guys, the players want me to do some of these things and have fun with it. I'm trying to have fun with it. And anyway, I just think it makes the whole journey more enjoyable. And I tend to get really serious. And so I think for our players, the lesson is that sometimes we just need to have fun and let it loose a little bit and, you know, live in their world. So even though I don't understand it, but that would be the lesson of the day.
I love that lesson. And I love this side of you. Yeah. And I think fans appreciate it as well, just seeing you a little more relaxed, having fun with the girls, relating to the girls. And I think the players appreciate it as well.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, Coach Cook, thank you so much for your time today. To everyone who watched or listened, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you all next month. Go Big Red!